You are welcome to Living Faith Church, Winners Chapel State Headquarters, Calabar, Nigeria.
Hallelujah. Someone that could not read bought books to be read to him. Someone that could not read bought books to be read to him. And from what was read to him, light broke out. He came hungry. He came thirsty. You can't read, you are buying books for what? It might be read to him. That's the transformational power in the world. No games. Someone came to the Bible school and didn't speak one word of English. He was hearing, and by the time the course was over, he was speaking grammar. Supernatural transformation. God responded to the hunger in that woman, and everything turned. He pours water only on dry grounds. When the poor and the needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue faints for thirst, I the Lord will hear them. I the God of Jacob will not forsake them. I will open up rivers in high places for them. Isaiah 41 verse 17. May everything that has taken place here since the beginning culminate in testimonies. Amen. Turning individuals to testimonials. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now a prayer camp, 15,000 capacity sanctuary, a secondary school, a primary school. I've seen the film. I've seen the video. We serve a most humorous God. Again, for the first two words we have today, give Jesus a big hand of praise. Amen. To God alone be all the glory. May this session also be a plus. In the name of Jesus. The good news is your tomorrow is better than your today. And where you are now is the least place we ever be. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God has an annual change of level agenda. Annual change of level agenda. These 3 years I came seeking fruit of thee and I found none. Let alone this year, because I'm coming again next year. He visits us for a change of story on annual basis. May no year be empty in your life. He has a change of level, an annual change of level agenda. May every year be a plus on the previous in our life. In the name of Jesus. Luke 13 and verse 6 to 9. These 3 years I come seeking fruit of thee, and I have found none. Cut it and why come at the ground? Okay, sir, please leave it alone this year. I'll dig around it. If it bears fruit well, if it doesn't, then cut it down. May you begin to enjoy annual change of level from now. Annual change of level from now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Somebody blessed already this morning. Give the Lord another big hand of praise. And please, you may be seated. Understanding the power of small beginnings is the area we're looking at this morning. That is under the running theme, running with the vision. This is part 4 of that series. Exodus 23 verse 30, please. By little and little, I will drive them out before thee, until thou be increased and inherit the land. Little by little adventure. Though that beginning be very small, Job 8:7, yet thy later end shall greatly increase. Little by little is what makes the adventure exciting, fulfilling, and enriching. So I'll give them to you little by little, lest the beast of the field multiply against you. And the Lord thy God, Deuteronomy 7:22, we put out these nations before thee by little and little, lest the beast that thou mayest consume them, that thou mayest not consume them at once. Lest the beast of the field increase upon you to devour you. God's agenda is a little by little adventure. We must come to that understanding. It will rescue us from apprehensions, anxieties, hurry, and what have you. It takes us on with the future in view. Lest the beasts of the field multiply against you to devour you. I'm taking you on little by little and by little. So to despise the days of small things is to miss out of the great days ahead. Little by little. Everything great starts small. And I want us to please pick this up, because there is no new generation truth. His word lives and abides forever. Is the ever unchanging world in a fast changing world. Nothing happening on earth can make the word of God of no effect. Even Christ the Messiah arrived as a baby in a manger. Luke 2:7. And the child grew. Luke 2:40. He became an adolescent. And then an adult. Luke 3:23. And then the Son of God with power. Luke 4:14. Life is in phases. You don't have to agree, that's the truth. Life is in phases. And men are in sizes. Now look at this simple analogy. The weight of babies at birth is average between 3.2 and 3.4 kg. Normal range is put as 2.5 and 4.5. It's not too much. But adult average weight for men, 70 to 80 kg. From 4 to 80. But when you grow into it, no one is born an adult. If that happens, the new mother will run. The father will run, the doctors will run, the nurse will run away. Average weight for an elephant at birth is 100 kg. 100 kg. But at maturity, 5,000 kg. There is no birth canal that can release 5,000 kg of an elephant. 100 to 5,000 kg. Average weight of a horse at birth is 45 kg. And at maturity, 500 kg. At one point, there were only 80 humans on the face of the earth. That is the family of Noah. But today, billions live on the face of the earth. Abraham had nothing to pack from that story one could deduce, because the Lord said, depart. And so Abraham departed. One not was packing. There was nothing to pack. Abraham departed. But we saw at the end of the day, God had blessed him in all things. Though that beginning be very small, yet that later end shall greatly increase. Job 7. By chapter 14, we are told Abraham had an army to himself. Great. And today we are all blessed children of Abraham globally. Little by little. Hurry is a plague. Patience is a blessing. God's plan for Joseph came in little by little. Became a slave boy. Got through to the prison. But ended up on the throne of Egypt. And reigned for 80 years. But kept faith with God all the way through. Your tomorrow is great. Your tomorrow is great. Your tomorrow is great. One cannot be sold out to God in truth and not stand out in life. You cannot be sold out to God in truth and not stand out in life. Except a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit. If any man serve me, let him understand this mystery, that where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me like that, him will my Father honor. So where I am, there my son will be also. I mean, you find your level just changing and changing through the mystery of dedication. May you depart from this conference as a sold out soldier of Christ. So let's mind our walk with God in our days of small beginnings. And keep doing so all the days of our life, like Daniel and his companions. Ezekiel chapter 4 and verse 10, he said, "For who has despised that day of small things? But they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel. And those seven, they are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth. Mind the days of small beginnings. They create the great tomorrow. Mind the quality of your work today, which will define the quality of your future. God's plan for you is true. It will only come to pass as you take responsibility. Small does not become great on its own. It's given required attention to become one. Please recognize that vision is about what God wants you to do, not what He wants you to be. It's about what to do. About what to do, not what to be. It is in doing what to do that you become what He ordains you to be. So a vision is what to do. I will bless you and thou shall be a blessing. My blessing will be to the level that you are committed to being a blessing. Moses, come and bring out my people from the land of Egypt. Gideon, come. I will use you as one man to rescue Israel from the assault of the Midianites. Peter, come. I will make you a fisher of men. It's about the assignment. Vision is not about status. It's about the assignment. It is how much we engage with the assignment that defines where we find ourselves tomorrow. So be assignment conscious. What is my assignment? Our commitment to the assignment today is what determines our appointment tomorrow, where we find ourselves tomorrow. God called Paul to make him a light to the Gentiles. I mean, it was a well-defined mission. So it's about it. So vision we are talking about is about a discovery of God's assignment for us and running with the same. God's assignment. So you don't have a vision if you can't define the assignment. It is the assignment that we call a vision. Not the glamour of a calling. The assignment. And so putting all one as God to that assignment is what determines what becomes of the assignment and Himself. Putting order with God. When you put pleasure before work, you live under pressure. Prepare thy work in the field. Make it fit for yourself. And afterwards, you build thy house. Proverbs 24, verse 27. In Proverbs 21 verse 17, he said, he that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loves wine and oil shall not be rich. Commit to the assignment. It will keep opening one chapter after another to our lives. She that lives in worldly pleasure is dead. Why yes, she lives. Meaning it's not in your possession, it's in your contribution. What He gives you is your cup of tea. What you give out is what you will be remembered for. So let's be contribution driven. Let be impact provoked. In these last days, among others, men shall be high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Beware. You can't fulfill any divine assignment with this baggage. There are things you must not price now at your level. There are things you mustn't dare now. It's not your turn yet. But you are not getting there, you're going above it. If you keep to the assignment God has given you. Every great tomorrow has a small beginning. Whatever starts big, the future becomes questionable. Questionable, sir. Every great story you hear today, whether in ministry or in industry, began small. It's the order. That's the law of creation. Why should a young business person go and rent a house that's three times his budgeted income? He has lost the business before he started. We are believing God for 3,000 naira to pay off our annual church facility rent in 1984. Blessed be God, you are there. Everything great has a small beginning. Don't tell me it's a new age. There's no new age scripture. Everything great has a small beginning. There are facilities you shouldn't price at all. As a beginner ministry, you shouldn't price it at all. They mustn't find you near the place. In fact, they won't tell you the amount when they see you. And so don't go near it. The reason we don't borrow is we leave our size at time. We leave our size at time. I remember when he came to Lagos at his command, and a friend of mine was very upset that we were living where we were. No, you shouldn't be in this place, you should be in somewhere else. So they said they got a place and it's 40,000 naira. I said, is it for sale? 40,000 naira per annum. I said, is it for sale? They mustn't hear that in my village. You send for me. No. But now, estates everywhere. Though thy beginning be small, thy later end shall yet greatly increase. That's life. Beware of the danger of promoting yourself. Let it be God that promotes you. Then your promotion will be secure. Promotion come not from the east nor from the west. God is judge of all. He lifts one up, he brings another one down. Let God be the one that is changing your level. You can't crash. In Psalm 131 verse 1 and 2. Lord, my heart is not hurting, nor my eye lofty. Young people, lofty eyes. Someone was said to go, take a picture in front of a building and post to be the owner of the building. See what I've achieved before I was started. Right? Only the address of the building was taken. So the owner of the address they're looking for who claimed to be the owner of the house. Don't need that. Beware of the danger of promoting yourself. My eyes are not lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters or things too high for me. you grow at his pace, you won't lose your peace. Grow at his pace, you won't lose your peace. Some ministers are here to have a sound foundation at their base, and they are spreading. Okay, to where? You shall take root downward, then you bear fruit upward. Don't kill yourself. Now, can I say this? No matter the anointing on your life, there is something you can do to serve ministry today and arrive at where we are now. No matter the anointing, if they pour 1 gallon of oil on your head, it won't matter. You will go through the process. A first class graduate in engineering will not become a professor because he had first class. No. You go through the process before you become assistant lecturer. You are first a graduate exam with your first class. So don't try to pose. You can't start ministry today and then have branches around the world. They are fake branches. They won't grow. That's not ministry. That's not ministry, sir. I'm glad to pastor 4 people and saw it grow to 6, saw it grow to 10. You are number 8 in the church. Chevalier was number 8 in the church. The time he came to church, he was number 8. Amen. No games, no gimmicks, no preaching against any ministers. Nowhere are better than you. The process. The process. When I hear people say today, our branches, they say, where are the branches? A member of the church travels somewhere, then you have a branch. Is that the branch? No, my friend. Most of our missions across Africa are made up of indigenous as board members. Don't settle down. Let it be God saying, go. There you go. Don't go on your own, sir. By the time your member leave that place, the church will also leave that place. No. But when God says go, no matter who goes and who comes, you are there. In the name of Jesus, no more wasted labor. Yeah. For instance, listen. God said, the hour has come to liberate the world. You think is the world the same day? No. The world starts from one corner. The world will start from one corner. As you begin to be faithful in that one corner, it can move you to near the city. And you are faithful, it can move you to the city. And you are faithful, you can affect the next town. You can't affect the world the same day. Caution, my friend. You know why I'm at rest? I go at his pace. I go at his pace. He said years ago, as he was unveiling the plan, his plan for this ministry. This ministry is not limited to this nation, but other nations of the world, where vibrant churches shall be planted. 1982. We had no foot in here when he was saying this. But that's his plan. That's his purpose. And you now grow into it. As you remain faithful in the pursuit of that mandate. You grow into it. If you don't want to groan in your stewardship, embrace the process of growth. Embrace the process of growth. It would have been foolishness to start looking for how to go to those nations at the beginning. We'll have been lost. Because the time of the fig is not yet. the time of the fig is not yet. There are things you are trying to do today, they will be cheap and cheaply accomplished tomorrow as the time for it comes. But before the time, it's like a curse. We went out of the country 6 years ahead of time. It was like a curse. Every effort equaled zero. But when God said, go, it became unstoppable. Somebody's story is changing. Lack of definition of starting point has frustrated many and dashed many destinies. You need to define a starting point in the pursuit of your vision. Define a starting point. A child has a dream of becoming a medical doctor. That's great. He will now go through crèche, go through primary school, go through high school, and spend as many years as the program demands in this university. It's a process. The vision was clear. The idea of what he wants to be, what he wants to do is clear, but it takes years to become a reality. It takes years to become a reality. There is always a process to getting through to our expected outcome. There is always a process. There is always a process. There is always a process. That's why building from the bottom up is the most sensitive way, the most sensible way to build. Building from the bottom up. You don't start climbing a tree from the top. You start climbing a tree from the bottom. Building from the bottom up is the most sensible way to build. He said, from the place where thou art, look northwards and southwards and eastward, for the land which thou seest, unto you will I give it. You see it and start from where you are. He said, from the place where you are now. Now watch. When our total income in church was 18,000 plus, my tithe was there. My offering was there. That was our level, all of us. Not their level. That was our level, all of us. Why some kept pressing, others withdrew after a while. Some others, it's a marathon. People keep dropping. People keep dropping. But consistency is the rule of the game. For turning small to big, little to great, consistency is the rule of the game. Consistency is the rule of the game. Consistency is the rule of the game. I remember my beloved son here, Bishop Aremu, was pressing for tithing. That's good for us to start teaching people tithing. I said, they may think we came here for money. You were in it already. I was in it already. See how we are today. There is nothing God tells you to do that is not to your benefit. There is nothing God tells you that is not to your benefit. And it's not dependent on you. No. No. It doesn't need you and me for anything. We need him for everything. He was the first to build a house among his peers. Amen. By having the secret and trading the secret. I don't care what anybody else says, I've been a bona fide tither that God records in heaven since 82. And the open blessings cannot be denied. And that you are angry doesn't change it. It's all about having the truth and working with the truth. And you go little by little by little by little. Now, listen, because there are many heroes coming up here. More often than not, it is small beginners that end up as heroes. It's small beginners that end up as heroes. Most of those sports stars, if you check their story, they have been doing that behind their mother's kitchen for a long time. You know, since they were children. And then in primary school, he became the star. Captain, they call captain. And you'll be laughing at him, small by small. He gets to the university, he's captain again. Then he began to play for the nation, and then be hired by clubs. More often than not, sir, it is small beginners that emerge as heroes at the end. Just enjoy it. Enjoy it. There are many heroes in this house, and you are one of them. There are many heroes in this house, and you are one of them. There are many heroes in this house, and you are one of them. Starting big may work, but it hardly lasts. Starting big may work, but it hardly lasts. You remember Jonah's story, how a God grew to provide for him a shade. He was excited. By the morning, the God was gone. It grew overnight and died over day. Starting big may work, but it hardly lasts. It hardly lasts. Isaac became an envy of the world by his own labor, not his inheritance. That's the fantasy and emptiness of inheritance. Isaac sowed in the land and reaped in the same year an hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man went forward, he worked so and became very great. The Philistines envied him. Now, if you look at Genesis 25, verse 5, Abraham gave him all his inheritance. And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac. How much? But Isaac emerged tops by his own labor. Wealth gotten by vanity shall diminish, but it that gathers by labor shall increase. You are just 5 years in the ministry. Don't try to do what somebody's 30 years ministry is doing. You may gasp to death. I'm confessing before the Lord, I've not done one thing because somebody else does it. One thing. I've not embarked on one thing in competition in my life. Not one. Only small beginners make it to the top in their endeavors. Enjoy the process of growing up there. No one is born a champion. People only develop the champion in them. So train up. Train up. I was crying the only Shiloh, don't follow the results, follow the process. Follow the process. What has led to this happening? Follow the process. He said for us examples that we should follow in his steps. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. Christ having suffered, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. Romans 4:12, to follow the steps of the faith of Abraham, who also walked in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham. The steps. In 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 2, and this is where we're coming, there were 400 men that were disenchanted. counted. They were indebted, discontented. They gathered themselves unto David, and he became a captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. Now, in 2 Samuel 23, verse 8, they came under the training of David. But in chapter 23, verse 8, it says, "These be the names of the mighty men with David had. They have been turned to mighty men through the training experience under King David." So mighty men are coming out of here. Mighty men are coming out of here. Mighty men are coming out of here. So with all sense of humility, this is a family of giants. The graces that we tapped into here, they are global dimension graces. Amen. And light begets light. So if you will care to follow the process, your future is sure. Your future is sure. Agis ministry is expanding long after he left. Long after he left. So our silent years, our greatest years, that's where the ultimate of our life journey is determined. Those small beginning days are your days and my days of fortification towards where God is taking us to. So this is your time to explore discoveries that those men and women must have discovered and use that to build up for the years ahead. In Luke chapter 1 verse 80, we are told, "And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the desert until the day of his showing unto Israel." He waxed strong in spirit. He waxed strong in spirit. I was in the desert until the day of his showing. So there's a day coming, but there's a waxing strong in the now that defines the day ahead. And Jotham became great because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. So staying small is not God's agenda. You've gone around that mountain long enough. Have a progress agenda for you on an annual basis. You have compassed that mountain long enough. It's time to move forward. You are going forward. You are going forward. You are going forward. Don't sympathize with stagnation. Don't sympathize with failure. It's not your heritage in Christ. The path of the justified is a shining light that shines more and more and more to the perfect day. Our church was just about 3 months when I was bothered about the growth rate. Not just bothered by "let's complain," no. What must be wrong? What is missing? Lord, why is this church not growing? And then light broke out. And we came out of that siege. Don't watch failure confront it. Don't watch slow motion confront it. My prayer is that your adventure will be sweet and seamless in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Why any vision is ordained to be delivered? The process must be followed. The process must be followed. The process must be followed. And he makes all things beautiful in his time. Let's follow the process. And we are sure of tomorrow. No matter our experiences in the past, The day you step into ministry, you are a beginner. You are what? A beginner. For instance, I started preaching since 1970. That's not ministry, that's exhortation, that's the privilege to serve. I even pastored a church at 1973. And saw the church built within 72 days. I wasn't called to ministry. So when I was called to ministry, I was a beginner. It's not drawing from where you were before. It's starting from where you are now. My prayer again is that no one will miss his steps. Amen. You will not miss your steps. Amen. You will not miss your steps. Amen. If anyone will stay the course in his days of small things, you surely emerge on top at the end. Receive grace to stay the course. Amen. Receive grace to stay the course. Receive grace to stay the course in the name of Jesus. But one plays games today is short of goose tomorrow. Beware of religious entertainment. Do your own business. Shout yes, shout yo. That's not ministry. That's not ministry. Jump, jump, jump. Roll, roll, roll. Oh, children play in marketplaces. No, no, no. Something is breaking forth in your life. You are starting ministry. You are borrowing money to buy a drum. For what? Clap your hands, oh ye people. People just emphasize things that don't matter at all. We are going places. Tomorrow, you have studio. I mean, you have TV stations. But today, start from where you are. We must make the most of our silent years so as to secure stamina for the great days ahead. Great days ahead. Great days ahead. Let's develop stamina today and we don't miss the great days that await us tomorrow. In the name of Jesus. 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 Well, the good news is you have all it takes to make the most of God's agenda for your life. So take it. You have all it takes. So take responsibility. You have all it takes. Take responsibility and you'll be glad you did. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Though thy beginning be small, yet thy later end shall greatly increase. Who has despised the days of small things, they may never see great days. So make the most of the days of small things, and you have secured the great days ahead. It shall be so for you. 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 In the name of Jesus. I conclude with this scripture, Hebrews 6 and verse 12. Be ye not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Who through faith and patience inherit the promises. I lost a book titled Kenneth Hagin's 50th Year Ministry. I miss it so much. But one of my sons sent it to me from the U.S. recently. I love studying the small beginnings of great names. It motivates you, it stimulates you to know that you are not off, at least. You are going on. I read the book, Six Steps to Excellence in Ministry by Copeland, And I saw the small beginnings. I saw I would be the one to arrange the system, public address system, the wife with the baby at the back, selling, I mean, standing by the table for tips and all that stuff. Go back to the hotel, dress up to come and preach after arranging. I mean, those things, they help you to know. Everything has a process. Everything has what? Everything has a process. I spent so much time in my life studying biographies. They helped to settle me a lot. I read about people and where they were, how they operated at their beginnings, the commitment, the dedication. A lot of impartation. In the name of Jesus Christ, grace to embrace the patience required not to sell off your future. Receive it today. Amen. 1986, we could not rent a house that's 5,500 naira per annum in Kaduna. We couldn't rent. Amen. 84, we're believing God as a church for 3,000 naira annual rent. All right? Is that where we are today? If you had gone to hire a place that is 20,000, the ministry would die there. The ministry would die there. At that time, we had no capacity and it would be self-temptation. So start from where you are. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Your tomorrow is great.
Amen.
Stand to your feet, everybody. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise. May every tension around any ministry this time be turned to a testimony.
Amen.
Wisdom of managing where I am to secure where you are taking me to. I want to receive a law. Lift up your two hands. Wisdom to manage where I am so to secure where you are taking me to. I receive it now. Wisdom to manage where I am by grace. So to secure where you're taking me to, I receive it. Wisdom to manage where I am today. To secure where to take me into tomorrow, I receive it now. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Please know that there are no ceilings on our destiny. There are no what? There are no ceilings on our destiny. There are no ceilings on our destiny. Take the limits off and keep pressing hard after God. Keep pressing hard after God. Take the limits off your destiny and keep pressing hard after God. What we had in Kaduna was breakthrough, sir. Breakthrough. It was breakthrough, sir. Breakthrough. But what we had in Lagos, a greater breakthrough. What we're having right now is far greater than what we're having in Lagos. Where there is no service, there are less than 1,000 people saved. No. That's a long way back. Sunday service. It took years for us to see the first 1,000 in Kaduna. It took years. But now, you want to give your life to Christ? Stand to your feet. No, close your eyes. You don't have to close your eyes. Stand to your feet. How many are there today? 1,300, 1,200, 1,300, 3,000. It's all in stages. In the name of Jesus. Because through wisdom is a house built, but understanding is established. There are things you do today that you are eating up tomorrow. You have eaten up your tomorrow by doing it today. You have eaten up your tomorrow by doing it today. You have eaten up your tomorrow by doing it today. You will not eat up your tomorrow. You will not eat up your tomorrow. You will not eat up your tomorrow. And now, can I tell you this? All the biographies I've been reading, I've never seen how many cars he has, the kind of house he lives. I've never read it. It's your cup of tea. All the world is interested. What has he contributed to life? What values has he added? So all those things you have are your cup of tea, you know. Has anybody asked you the cost of your suit before? Who has time? Excuse me, how much did you buy your suit? You have free watch. Has anybody asked you how much did you buy? Who has time? Everybody's phone has time. So what is it? It's your decoration. So those are ephemerals. They are not the issues. But what value has this person brought on board? What has he added to life? They are the things you'll be remembered for. So face your assignment and build it with wisdom. Don't eat up your tomorrow or you find nothing when you get there. Don't eat up your tomorrow. Start from where you are and keep growing at its pace so you don't lose your peace. Keep growing at its pace, you don't lose your peace. I've never had one sleepless night in this ministry. Thank God for grace, but thank God for wisdom to enjoy where you are part time and not post. Those who post to be what they are not, they get deposed eventually. Don't post. Just settle down. Settle down. Settle down. No ministry will remain the same. No ministry will remain the same. There are some things you are pricing now. Don't go there again. It's beyond you. Please don't go there again. You want to buy it. Now you don't have money to buy it. Go and rent. I mean, start from where you are. Start from where you are. Otherwise, you keep putting pressure on the few people that God has brought until they leave. Let there be no appreciation in your services. We don't want the pastor to say, we say again today. There are 20 people on this line. All kinds of vain visions, vain dreams, because of pressure, self-generated pressure. Self-generated pressure. God is building the ark now. Nobody knows in this church. Relaxed. Next Sunday is our exemption banquet. That's all we know. Come and be marked out against all the evils of the day. Thank you, Jesus. Please avoid. People came with pressure. They came to be elevated. Don't add to their pressure. Because this money thing has become a craze. Come out of it. You are not sent by the people, you are sent to the people. Amen. I said, you are not sent by the people. You must give. Don't give. This means will go off. Let it go off. Did I send you? Did I send you? Now, I've been in this for 45 years, so I know what I'm talking about. And for all of you who have been around, you know this is the approach. There is no pressure. Somebody came down one time and then blew some things up in the service. And then after I left, I called the people. I said, I free you from what? That vow you made, I free you from it. I said, I'm your pastor, so I know you. You come. The one who said come has nothing near him. I called the office and said, look, you are free. Then I called the pastor. I said, you should be on your way to the airport tomorrow morning. The meeting has ended. Oh my, you don't need this kind of thing now. Now, ask me what was offering last Sunday. I don't know. Sunday before, never. That's not my department. My department is this. Amen. And there are people there. If they steal his money, not my money. You better relax. All this thing looking at the crowd and say, hey, this is money. You have lost ministry. You have lost ministry. You won't lose your ministry. The good news is you are living here a changed person. Lift up your two hands and give God thanks.
Amen. Is there another announcement? Okay.
Amen. Praise God. We have the Founders Forum at 2 p.m. And that is the last one of it. It shall be great. And the venue is here in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a big hand of praise.